The Turnbull government seems to have done a bit of a backflip on its controversial backpackers tax, announcing a review. If our backpackers were to be taxed at 32.5%, how do you think this would impact our ag and horticulture industries?
It would have a dramatic negative impact on agriculture and other sectors, including tourism. This was a budget night cash grab, no consultation with the sector, certainly no consultation with the opposition, and of course, no modelling done to determine the other consequences for the economy.
Farming enterprises and small businesses are welcoming the introduction of an effects test. They're hoping it'll improve the transparency across the supply chain. Barnaby Joyce is also hoping that this will drive up grocery prices so that our farmers can get a better return for their products. But the ACCC commissioner says that sort of speculation is nonsense. What's your take on all this?
Well, Barnaby Joyce is always rejoicing in higher consumer prices. He says he wants farmers to earn more, but the best way to ensure they have sustainable higher earnings is to have a productivity agenda, and Barnaby Joyce has no productivity agenda. But the effects test, they believe, is popular, but not one farmer, baker, candlestick maker will be going to the federal court as a result of this change.
Do you think an effects test is needed to improve competition for farmers?
I think the government would be much better served looking at codes of conduct for individual industries, which prescribe specific rules and assistance for those industries. Changes to the Trade Practices Act won't cause one farmer or tradesman or any other small business person to run to the federal court, I can assure you.
We know how crucial research and development is for Australian agriculture. Can we expect the Labor government to make any R&D announcements in the lead up to the federal election this year?
Well, what we do know is that the government, despite its pre-election promises, has dramatically cut research and development spending, and I would certainly be working towards, at the very least, restoring that funding. Our opportunities in Asia are very much linked to our R&D effort, and we need to be spending more, not less money.
And on that, moving the chemicals regulator to Armidale, a decision that Barnaby Joyce is pushing at the moment. Do you support the relocation of the APVMA out of Canberra?
This will be a disastrous decision for Australian agriculture. The chemicals regulator here in Canberra doesn't deal with farmers, it deals with the big, typically multinational chemicals companies. This is going to dramatically slow down the regulatory process, meaning farmers will not be receiving their crop protection and other chemicals in a timely way. That's going to be very bad for productivity.